everything that rocks.
Get out of here, you damn purple dinosaur.
I need purple.
Son of a bitch. What if they made Barney like lifelike, a lifelike dinosaur?
Yeah, have you ever seen those cartoons? Like what they would look cool if they were human beings, real human. It's terrifying.
No, I wish they would have made him like an actual like T-Rex, you know, not like a cartoon version. Like really give him like T-Rex from make that into a kid's show. I don't know if that would go over as well, but
He was supposed to be Charlie and he ate a guy. It was terrible.
He ate 6 children this morning. It was awful. Anyway, it's 7:10. We got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Dear God, pump it.
Pump it.
Hunter, I know you're going to want to mark your calendar for this. A new series on Discovery Plus is shedding light on Chippendales.
Wait, Chippendales like the cartoon, the
no,
Chippendale,
no,
or
no, no.
The Chippendales like the
jacked the
greased up,
dancers. That's it.
Dancers
that's
that it. Are fanning you off.
The original men who blazed the Dales trails, opening up about their wild days back in the 80s when they were hot stuff. Now they're in their 60s and 70s. They have new gigs that range from boutique owner, landscaper, and fitness trainer for seniors. You can learn more about the hunky guys in the 4-part docuseries, Curse of the Chippendales. Ooh.
Isn't that the Farley skit, the Chippendales?
Yeah, which him and the classic one of Chris Farley, Patrick Swayze, both going for the final spot on the Chippendales roster. Obviously, Swayze.
We just all agree he's got a much, much, much better body than you do.
I tell you what, better dance moves go to Chris Farley in that.
Dude,
in that
seriously,
skit.
Though.
He crushes
Boy
it.
Boy can dance, man.
Yeah. Have you ever had to dance, Hunter, seductively for anyone at any point
Everybody's
in time?
Everybody's working for the weekend.
So you ever done a strip tease or anything like that?
Dude, I did a hot body contest, remember?
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah.
How could I forget? I didn't forget. I just wanted you to say that, I guess.
I know you did, you bastard. I know. It's embarrassing. I don't really care, though.
Does your wife ever...
I was young and
yeah,
no, excited. I mean,
you were proud of yourself back then. That's good. Has the wife
too
ever?
Proud, I think.
Has the wife ever had you do a little dance for
no.
I don't know. Come on, put on
no,
something sexy. And do a little
she
dance.
Would laugh if she was listening to this right now. She absolutely not.
I mean,
I think she asked me to stop one time. She's like, all right, that's enough.
Yeah. You try to be all seductive. You put on pony and you just get all with right. it.
She's like, why is your finger in your mouth? This is ridiculous. You look ridiculous.
I'm trying to be seductive. Come on now. Here's the one thing, ladies, and I get it. All right. You see a guy. I mean, it's good. It's all jacked up. But I want you to know something about the male anatomy. Okay. Even if you got a big old swinging hog. Okay. When you're doing physical activity like dancing, uh-huh. all the blood is rushing to your muscles, to the necessary parts of the body, not to the donger. So if, like, I'm out there working in a field, sweating in the sun, I'm swinging a hammer, guess who's not going to uh-huh. be looking real good? That's my penis. It's just because
you explain this every time you start, you're going to dance seductively, just so everybody knows.
Exactly. Because, look, if I'm out there, like, doing one-arm push-ups on the...
Because I'm dancing.
Yeah. Like, all the blood is rushing to my organs, to my heart, all right, to my lungs, to the muscles. It's not going to where it needs to go to show off. Like,
all
if
right,
you
hear me out.
If you want to see that in all its glory, catch me after a sauna, okay? When I'm not doing anything physical, it's nice and warm.
Or at the YMCA.
Yeah, like there's been some heat down there. Then, you know what? It looks presentable. It looks presentable. Every other time, you know, it kind of looks
you've
like
really
a little.
You've really studied this, man. You've
hell
really,
yeah.
You've really looked at
I mean, there's
this.
Something to George Costanza's I was in the pool, all right? There's just, there's certain scenarios, ladies, where it doesn't look his best. Look, I'll give him a little slap around in order to get him ready. You know what I mean? Like, if I know I'm going to be walking in front of my wife, I'm like, all right, come on, here we go.
Brock's out there like a dancing Ken doll.
Yeah.
Call him the button dancer. That's what.
Yeah, I've learned that the robot is very good. That's very low motion. You don't get yourself worked up too bad. So. Anyway, ladies, keep that in mind. Next time you go see a guy strutting his stuff, you know. Lastly.
Just Brock's trying to justify himself a little bit.
You know what, Hunter? Your mom doesn't have a problem with it, so how about that? Lastly, I don't know if this is good or bad with what it is. We'll break it down. The average person spends $273 per month on subscription services. So you get things like Amazon. You get things like Netflix, all that stuff. It all adds up to an average of $273.
Is a cell phone bill considered a subscription?
See, I don't think so. Maybe.
More of just a bill, right?
This includes
kind of a weird line.
So
there.
Things like this is what in this survey, Nest cameras and music streaming services are in there as well. Mm-hmm. And cable and internet. Well, yeah, okay. When you put those in there, that makes sense.
Do you
sense.
Have anything that you're subscribed to that you never use and you're just like, I probably should just cancel that because it's automatically getting taken out of your account?
Two of them. We have Apple TV and Peacock. So we downloaded, we got Peacock, and which was like $4.99, and we got that for this show called, what was it called? Rutherford Falls. All right, it didn't look good. And we're like, okay, let's try it out. And then I was kind of playing around, which, by the way, Peacock is a horrible operating system. It's garbage. Yeah, and then Apple TV we got for Ted Lasso, but we're still watching Ted Lasso, so I'm paying the $4.99 a month for that. But that's like the only two things we watch on those services.
And it's Apple TV. I'm pretty sure you can't get rid of that account, so you're screwed there.
I might as well just keep it. I didn't realize that I had to give up my firstborn there in the just services agreement, but anyway.
Yeah, so mine is Xbox Game Pass. That's where you have access to like 300 plus games or whatever, and you can download them for free. Well, I do. I download these games, but I never play them.
Yeah.
They just sit there.
Yep.
And then the next month, I get the notification, your Xbox Game Pass has been up. Like,
it's brilliant. It really is, man. I mean, when you think about it, they made it just low enough of a price that we don't think about it. Because who's going to sneeze at $5 a month? That's, all right, you know?
There you go.
But, dude, that adds up. And, you know, a few years in, you're like, whoa, okay. And then Prime gets you, too. And I just thought about that. God, October, my Prime membership renews. That's gone up. That's like $1.50 a year now, which, again, isn't bad. I almost wish they just took it out monthly, though, instead of one chunk at a time, you know?
I think mine's yearly. I think they just take it out. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Year.
That's mine. So every October, mine comes out. But wow. I wish they did it monthly because that it's like $165 or whatever it is now. And it's like, oh, forgot about that, you know? I did not plan accordingly. Anyway. But. And speaking of streaming, you're going to need Disney Plus to stream that Chippendales documentary, Hunter. So you're going to probably have to get that. So. All right, so what do we got? We got sweaty dudes on stage grinding it out. And for the weekend. And we're spending a lot of money on streaming services. That is your Morning Dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.